This old man, he lit up one cigarette, dropped in. He looked at me right dead in the eyes, hooked up a fucking fatty old stale fish, fatty but jatty one. And I said, "Who the fuck was that?" And this old feller on the fucking ledge over there is like, "That's fucking cancer, fucking damn."
Just give it the old cause turn, right
here. Big dog's in.
Schmitty, what do you think, Schmitty?
96 times Schmitty.
Talking Schmitty.
He's so fucking busy.
Shit my pants,
man. Okay, roll the decks, it's fucking me.
Are you ready?
Come on, Schmitty.
Let's hear it for Greg Smith. Yeah!
So we're in the Richmond with episode 18. That's 18 here, and we got Sean Gutierrez. What's up, Sean?
Hey, how's it going? How you been? How you doing?
How's it out here in the Richmond area?
It's nice. It's mellow. Not too many people out at night. Not too many bums.
What's your local taqueria? You hit Gordo?
Oh, no. I'll take it to the Mission for that. I'm not playing out here.
Okay.
Sorry, Alyssa and Rob Welsh.
Not happening.
Homie, don't play that.
Before we get started, just want to give a shout out to friends and family of Pablo. Fucking, that dude was an amazing. Can't believe I hung out with him all day at Zarosha's like Sunday and then fucking found out, what was it, yesterday or 2 days ago now. But, man.
Yeah, he was a rare one, man. You don't get that kind of person or that vibe every day.
Fuck. Let's start it off. Were you born in San Francisco?
True story.
Which hospital?
General Hospital. Right next to Potrero, as ironic as that is.
Nice. And then you grew up out by Crocker? Or?
Yeah, totally. Like Crocker, Amazon, Excelsior, whatever that little blob is right there.
What got you into skateboarding? What was your first skateboard? Do you remember that?
Well, we always had like this blue GT, like with red wheels and the free riding bearings in there. I remember that.
The plastic one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. And even, it's funny, like even like no one really kind of remembers that, but my uncle that I haven't seen for like a super long time, he's like, he brought it up out of nowhere. He's like, "Remember that little blue board that you used to ride on and shit? Like, I used to tell your dad you're going to get hurt or whatever, you know, like riding that thing." Like, but I was like, "See, you remember." My own parents don't even remember this.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was like my brother and his friends skating around. And then I was like trying to tag along. Then they started smoking weed or doing whatever they were doing. And then I was out.
Mm-hmm.
And then kids at school started skating. And I was like, "Oh yeah, I know how to do this shit."
What grade was that one?
Shit. Like probably third grade. Like I started third, fourth grade. I started like getting dabbling again.
Okay.
But didn't take it too crazy serious. You know, you go ride bikes today and fucking skate tomorrow or whatever. But I don't know. You'd have to probably ask Jordan for the real specs. But we would meet up at this curb near my house all the time. Like, I don't know, maybe that was sixth grade or something.
Yeah.
Like where it was really going every day type deal.
Uh-huh. And then when did Crocker open up? Like, where were you?
Shit.
You were in eighth grade?
Something. I'm fried. I don't even know anymore. Everything's just fucking. But I remember being there when it wasn't done. And there was rebar sticking out. And remember Dan had that photo airing over the dealie with no concrete. Or there's no concrete in this, like the little channel they had there. Where is Joe Hobel? Yeah, it's like he's harder to find than Animal Chin these days.
Escondido, fucking. You got to take 78 way east. You think kind of that's where it all started, though, when skateboarding kind of like when you got really into it? Is Crocker? Oh,
that's totally for sure. Because that was like a place you could actually like kind of emulate videos and shit we would see, you know?
Right.
Where before we were just trying to jump gaps and whatever stairs and shit. But then when we were there, it was like, okay, now we can like learn how to do this stuff, which we didn't really have too much access to that kind of stuff. They had like that park in James Denman School or whatever. We'd hit that in the summers and whatnot, but to actually have a concrete park, even though as shitty as it was cool to try to pretend like it was cooler than it was.
What was the OG crew?
Oh, that's like Fatty, Ronald, Jordan, Chunti showed up and started kicking it all the time. There's just everyone's kind of melded in there. Like
Pablo.
Felper was there. Pablo, of course. Then they had like the Athens house over there, and those dudes would show up.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like Tim Upson and yeah.
Yep. Magnet Head
and the Butcher was living there at first.
Oh, yeah. Booze.
Then I started meeting all kinds of other people. Chris Lewis and then Benny, the Couch Muffin. And
yeah.
Benny Bergs.
What do you think, like, one of the gnarliest things to go down there was at Crocker?
I seen Cardiel skate there. Fuck it up. Dennis would actually have, like, a bunch of shit. When he moved into that house, he'd come in, and I'd steal a lot of his lines, for sure, and Tim's shit, for sure. So, I don't know. I can't think of, like, pretty much, like, what was the gnarliest thing. It was more, like, the gnarliest impacts that people, like, you know, Pete the Ox shows up, you're like, holy shit.
Right.
This dude's like, watch out for him.
Some of those dudes, was that the first time you were seeing them in person? Was that Crocker? Like, did you meet Jake at Crocker?
I don't even know. Like, Jake's like one of those ones you just don't, like, you feel like you always know him. It's like, I don't know when I met P-Stone either.
Uh-huh.
It was just one of those dudes you feel like you just always known him. I don't know where I met him, but I would assume Crocker or something like that, or maybe some kind of skate event or some shit.
Right.
But I'm not too sure.
And then when did the Bod come in to play?
He just showed up one day, like, there. And I thought he was, like, some fucking Europeaner or something. I was like, where's this kid from? England or some shit? Look at that fucking... Who is this guy?
Yeah.
But then after seeing him there, we went... skated Third and Army with a crew, like Ken Nagahara, and I think Ryan Pitashisti was there.
Mm-hmm.
And just some randoms, and then he met up, and I was like, what the hell is that kid from the fuck? That's a European kid from the fucking skate park. What the hell is he doing here? But then he wasn't. Like, he wasn't European. And
he just,
like, after
quarter.
That day, it was like, fucking, let's kick it. Like, what are you doing tomorrow? Like, that's how literally it was, like, from one day. Like, what are you doing tomorrow? Let's meet up and do that shit, or whatever. Like, that it never fucking stopped.
Yeah. Sick. You guys became good friends, and I think probably like a year or two after that or something, like we went on a camping trip up to Oregon with Drehobel and the RAV4, and I feel like that's kind of when P-Stone got involved too, was like some of those early like Oregon camping trips, or I don't know.
I was trying to remember it,
but I remember for sure going to like Oregon and out there and camping and shit and fucking just laughing all night shooting BBs and fucking
well, I was barfing that one time.
Yeah.
Chain reaction and Rolo's barfing.
Oh yeah
that was amazing.
Fucking Rollins. Who coined the name The Gut?
That would be Julian, because this dude Mike Rush was calling me the Goot. We went Magnet Head through one of those chili bowls in Texas one year, and I went down for that. And this dude, Mike Rush, was just out of his mind. I seen him at the Bob's contest, too, this weekend, which is amazing.
Oh, I did, too.
Yeah. I just remember, like, I didn't even remember seeing him skate in Texas, but I remember his head was all bandaged up at some point. I was like, oh, boy. Of course, you fucking killed yourself.
Yeah.
But that when he came back, he's like, that was like his story, you know, like every time anyone would show up at Potrero or whatever, he's like, yeah, me and the Goot down at the contest, we were ripping it up, chicks were on us and all this, you know. And then Julian out of nowhere, like from left field, was like, yeah, more like The Gut. And I was like, oh wow. And everyone started laughing, and I was like, that one's gonna stick.
And then where did Tyke come from?
I don't know, like, who started that one, but it was like, I know it has to do with like little Tykes, like those children's toys type deal, you know.
Like Roberto always calls you that. I was wondering if it was a consolidated thing.
No, that was like the old school, like that's like a Crocker type thing, you know.
Okay.
Like that's when that started.
Right. Huh. And then so was Consolidated kind of the first thing you got boards from?
No, I'd always get boards from Deluxe, like from the very get go. Like Mickey was like, bring all your friends, like when we were real young.
Oh yeah.
And we all went over there, and then he was just like pulled me aside. He was like, anytime you need to get more shit, like fucking come through. So that just would always go back, like every couple weeks or whatever, I would try to ride my shit and stack it up as much as I could. Like, I'll take whatever. I was like, I'll take fucking like graphic misprints and shit like that. You know, like I wasn't trying to grab too much shit. But we'd always bring videos and shit. Like Jordy would film us and whatnot. We'd always have like some kind of little edit or something that we'd bring. Instead of like sending a sponsor me tape, we just brought shit all the time. You know, like, oh, we're still skating. Look. So then he was like always stoked on that. But Consolidated came around when I was skating with Karma a bunch, and he was always trying to like hype it up, and I was always just like, whatever, I get boards from Deluxe type things. I don't really, I don't know, I don't care, I'm just gonna skate.
Yeah.
Whatnot. It was actually Jake who was like, well, what the fuck are you gonna do? You ain't got nothing else going on, you know? And like, I was like, fuck, you're probably right. So I was like, fuck it, I'll do it. Like, tell Letitia and them to send me a box. And Birdo, like, send me a box. And then they did. And then we hung out. And it was cool as fuck, you know? Like, it was good riding with those dudes for a while, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But then they were, like, talking, doing the board. Like, they wanted me to go pro or whatever. Or talking about it. And then I was just working a whole bunch and, like, not really doing, like, the whole full skater sponsored skater type deal, you know. I was kind of just, I'd be around and like they were hyped that I would always have like the P-Stone footage because I was always with him stuff, so like,
right,
they were thinking that I was producing a bunch, but in my brain I'm like, no, nah, I'm not really like doing that all that much, you know. We're just farting around and shit. So I was kind of just like, I'm gonna just back off from this shit for a minute, just work and try to focus on that. And then I ended up having to go back to Deluxe. Like, once I stopped getting bored from them, I went to Deluxe, and then, of course, I grabbed Antero board, and Julian saw it, and then was like, well, I'll give him boards, whatever, because he knew that I was all, like, not trying to do the thing. Like, so then I was at a combi contest, actually, and then Felper comes out of that Alcatraz bar or whatever, and he's like, that's it, you're on the Eagle.
Confirmed.
Like, yeah, like, I knew it wasn't. He's like, you're not really, like, on the team, or like, or he like said something, like, you're not really, like, fully, like, you ain't getting an ad next month, but
yeah,
you get the boards. I was like, yeah, well, whatever. You know, this is all the dudes I kicked it with anyways. Like, it didn't really seem like much changed, you know?
Yeah.
Other than the graphic on my board, you know? Like, it's still the same way. I still just fucking work and after work, 8 hours, I fucking come home, dust off, shower, and fucking grab my board and head out.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'll skate from here all the way to the fucking skate park. Like, it's just what we do.
Right. It's kind of, it's a good line from here to there. It just sucks coming back, right?
It both kind of sucks equally, but there's ways you can pull it. You can do the wiggle all the way.
Yeah.
It'll work out. It's like, if you make it to, like, Wallenberg, you're good. Because you can fucking bomb down Baker, then you're in the Visadero zone.
Yeah.
Then you hit the real wiggle, and you end in lower height, then you're at Church and Market. Might run into Wheatberry somewhere.
Probably. Almost for sure. Fatty just texted me to ask you about Samoan Flag Day at Crocker.
Oh, shit. Samoan Flag Day was just this heavy rev Samoan pride party. But all these kids are just, like, the size of grown men and shit. So, like, and they're all fired up for some reason. So, anytime that was going on, we try to avoid it. Like, sometimes you hit it, but you're like, those kids are, like, little babies, and they want to fight you, and, like, they're huge.
Yeah.
It was just always a bad fucking time over there. Then it was, like, it's avoided at all costs. Like, then it was, like, a bummer. Like, oh, Samoan Flag Day's next weekend. Shit.
Let's get out of town.
Get the fuck out of here. Oh, it was bad news for sure. There's a lot of fucking sketchy shit going on in that park all the time. Like, if you see a car rolling up through the middle of the park, it's like, uh oh, this is not good. It's not a city worker. It's like, get the fuck out of here, duck.
Projects are right by there.
Yeah, the swamps, the swampy D, Sunnydale.
Damn. Peabody says he wants you to relive this time where you came to save his ass and then he ended up punching you in the throat or something.
I don't know. Save him from what?
In Thailand or something.
Oh,
he said he doesn't even remember it, but he said that he...
Oh, yeah. So like Bod's getting real rough in this like mosh pit type ordeal that's going on. And next thing you know, like these dudes are just getting bummed. Like these Thai dudes are just getting super fucking bummed on him. Like they're taking it seriously where he's just fucking having fun drunk.
This is on a skate rock trip, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then the next thing you know, like I could see it and I'm like, oh man, Bod's really revved up. Next thing you know, I look over and he's like gone. I was like, where the hell is he? Then I look down and he's down on the ground getting stomped up by these dudes. And then I go up and try to fucking rescue him out of there. Then he like is swinging and hits me. But I ended up like fucking cracking a couple dudes or like swinging at them or whatever. Uh-huh. It didn't get too crazy out of control. Not like the China fight. Like that shit was way gnarlier. But the best part was that Bod had like all the waffle grips and shit, like their shoes all over his, like all over print on his shirt because he got stomped so good. Old Bod. Blackout. Mr. Nice Guy.
We got a fucking phone call here from Old Neck Face.
Oh no.
What's the best place to take a girl on a date in San Francisco, California?
The best place to take a chick on a date, I always go to this place called Picaro. It's nothing special, but it's on 16th Street there, so the bars are all right there. And it's just like Spanish tapas type deal. But I don't know, everyone's always hyped on it. And like I've had like a birthday party there or something, or someone will have a birthday. And then everyone who goes there starts going there after that because they're like, oh, that place was rad. Like, yeah, it's like nothing, it's nothing crazy, but
Picaro.
Yeah, you can get a bunch of shit going for not that much, and they got beers and sangria and shit, so
yeah,
it's a mellow rev.
Okay,
kind of a go-to. Here comes Bill too. You can hear him bombing down the hill outside.
Oh shit. So when did you guys form the band Kilgore?
Oh shit,
were you guys playing music before that, or was that your first time dabbling?
Yeah, that was it. Like we had this house that my buddies lived at. We built a ramp in the living room and shit, and then we always had like the band shit there. From my buddy, who was the guitarist, and he had a band. So like sometimes, once in a while, they'd play there at their house, but the gear was there, so we would always fuck around with it and whatnot. Then eventually, it was like he was starting this band, like a side project with one of the dudes from his band, and it kind of just never went there. But they already started to like write these songs. Like musically, not like lyrics or anything.
Yeah.
And then he's like, well, they don't want to really do it. They want to just keep the original band we got. Like, we should just do it. So then that's when it happened. Like, Jordy had a bass. And then our other buddy that lived there, he played drums. So then it was like, all right, let's just do it. Then like they would play, and I'd literally just sit there and like listen to it, like play it again. And then I would just little by little add a line every time it would go around. Then I'd be like, play it again. Then the whole they'd be like, all right, there's a song. We got it.
You know? Oh, sick.
And then it was like, fast forward real quick, when first Skate Rock tour went down, then it was like, you guys are playing. It was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
We barely played any shows, really. Like, we'd done a few, but it totally helped because, like, right towards the end, we got real, like, tight.
You get tighter because you're playing every day.
Right. And just new songs and whatnot, like there's shit that never got recorded that was like really good that I was into. And then we like went to Ramona one year and we played there.
Oh yeah.
And then the next day we were supposed to play, like they set up this janky, like Hits and whoever set up this janky stage in the backside, like fuck JFA or whoever, like you guys play again. And then the drummer just wasn't having it. He's like, I'm not fucking playing. I said, I'm not playing. I don't know, everyone kind of got burnt on that maneuver. Then it was like trying to maybe get a new drummer, but then it was just like, ah, fuck it. Like, if we start something else, we'll start something else, but until then, fuck it.
We did
our thing, you know.
It was sick. I remember the first Skate Rock trip, but you guys kind of had a satellite van. Like, you guys kind of were doing your own thing and then meeting up a lot of times. Like, we'd be like, where the fuck is the Kilgore guys?
Yeah.
You guys would be like, we skied this other park over here.
Yeah.
And then we'd meet up at the gigs or whatever.
We took in whoever, too. Like, our van wasn't like a team. Like, there was like anti-hero van and this van. It was just like, no,
it was just
whoever. You want to jump in? We did that again, like with Joe Brook, I want to say, too, on the Skate Rock where we did the Detroit to New Orleans.
Oh, yeah.
That was just like a random van. Like we had neck in there. That
was sick. And Timo. And I think Kev Fush was like in the way back. I didn't even know he was in there at the time.
And his ass got fucking blown up with fireworks. Yeah. Someone put in fucking some fireworks in his back pocket and just blew his ass off.
Yeah.
He was a trooper for that one. Like, I saw it, and I was like, holy shit. That's like some fucking severe burnage on your ass right there.
Yeah. If we were going to lead into one of the fucking Kilgore songs, which one should we play?
Oh, man.
We got Valley Scum, Chunti, or Shred the Rad.
I like the Kilgore, like the self-titled or whatever. That one's pretty good.
Okay. Well, then here it is right here. Boom. We're back. Have you been on almost every Skate Rock trip?
I did not do the South Africa and the East Coast one.
Oh, the one from Atlanta to New York?
Yeah. I did not make it on that. I don't know what I was doing. Maybe I was fucking working, or I don't know what the fuck I was on.
Have you had... I know maybe they're all fucking chaotic and epic, but has one stuck out to you as the one for you?
Yeah, they're all pretty fucking sick.
Yeah,
but let me think. Australia is probably the best one still.
Is that the one with Dolan?
Yeah, that was like 2011, I want to say, or some shit maybe. But that one was just real sick, you know, like everyone was hyped, fucking the gang's here.
Yeah,
skated a bunch of sick shit.
Hell
it
yeah.
Was just super revved for sure. We destroyed that house at the end there. And they actually wrote to the mag. They were like, you guys fucked up my house. Like, the people that were there were, like, house-sitting. There wasn't even the people who lived there. So the person who lived there was, like, gone. We, like, camped out. And, like, fucked their shit up. Like, someone put a bass through the fucking record player. And, like...
Oh, shit.
We were just squatting. It was fucking heavy.
What part of Australia was that?
Ah, fuck.
Who knows?
I want to say maybe Melbourne. Like, I think Melbourne was the ender. So it had Melbourne. To be somewhere.
Yeah.
In that zone.
Damn. Was Richie Belt and them on that?
Yeah,
what Richie was that Belton band was called? Like LS Demons.
LS
right?
Demons, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, that's it.
I want to go to the bar.
Oh, man.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
So I wanted to get a little bit into some P-Stone memories. You said that you don't really remember exactly, and I don't really remember when I met him either or where, but do you got like a favorite? I know this is a tough question, but do you got like a favorite fucking story that, or just something funny or rad that you would like to share?
It's like I do, but I don't know if I want to be still, like, I would tell you off the mic maybe or something.
Yeah.
It's not like it's something super sketchy. It was just...
No, for sure.
Some embarrassing shit, but I don't know, everything was fucking... sick with him, you know, like even catching him like passed out on the toilet at my house, like, where's he, is he all right, what's he doing? And you open up the door, he's just KO'd,
yeah,
toilet paper's all folded up like ready to go, but he's out,
man.
He was just fucking the sickest because he had he was never embarrassed at all, and that's what I loved about him the most.
Yeah.
Like, people would be like, oh, like, I'd be like, don't do that. That lady's tripping. And he's like, I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm not doing anything wrong.
Right.
And he wasn't. Yeah. You know, he was harmless as fuck, you know, but just that factor, like, I'm like real fucking self-conscious, like, to some extent.
Right.
Like, I don't want to fucking do that. It's fucking be embarrassing or some shit, you know, where he's like, no, I don't give a shit.
We're going in.
I'm going to go sing karaoke up there right now. I don't care. You're like, oh, fuck.
I love the story about him yelling at the bar guy about, like, never look at my kids.
That's a good story there. Yeah. That's a good one.
Because he only had one kid at the time, I think, right?
Yeah, he said, don't ever talk to my kid. That's what he said. Fuck you forever. Don't ever talk to my kid.
Wasn't he, like, passed out on the toilet and the guy opened up the door, like...
That's the story I was going to talk about, the original one. Like, it wasn't, like, too crazy, but, yeah, we'll tell it anyways. So he's like...
Sorry, Anna, we got to.
We got to. So we're, like, at Carnival or whatever. Like, they throw this party in the Mission. And when I went to go meet up, my chick started going to the bar that she worked at. And I was like, all right, later, you know. And then I talked to Stone, and he's like, I'm outside Pops. So then I'm like, all right, I'll go head down that way. So then I'm walking past Treat, and there he is outside of Treat. And I'm like, that's not Pops. And he's got a Nicaraguan flag around his, like, a cape. And he has Ronald's dog. Oh, I was like, what is going on here? Yeah. So I guess they kept partying at Carnival, but he needed, like, a little Tucker time. He needed to sit this one out. And then I was like, oh, let's go to the bar that my chick just went to, and we'll get you some food and shit. Looks like you need it. Looks like you've been on one all morning or something. So then we get him in there. He eats some chicken wings or something. Then he starts passing out. And I'm like, oh, maybe that backfired a little bit. Maybe he shouldn't have ate so much. You know, now he's all sleeping. And I was like, she's like, people are showing up now. I just opened up the bar. Like, you got to get him out of here. I was like, all right, it took me forever to get him out. Like, he's walking around, like, have my phone plugged in or something. Like, where's my camera bag? Like, you don't have anything. You had a cape and a fucking pit bull when I showed up. So then I finally get him out. Then he's like, I got a shit. I'm like, dude, I just got you out of there. You could have done that when we were in there. Now I'm not going back. We're not going back in the bar. So I was like, go to this coffee shop right here. That'll be a quick one. Then he goes in the coffee shop and just never comes out. And I'm like, God damn it. I know he fell asleep in there. So then sure enough, I'm watching people try to get in that bathroom over and over until eventually someone's like, I had to go for a while now. They tell the dude at the coffee shop. He gets the keys, opens up, looks in, and then just closes the door. And I was like, shit, did Stone like... walk out of here, like, right by me, and I didn't even fucking notice. Then the dude comes back with a garden hose from the back of the spot and just starts hosing him off. Like, I'm watching this from the sidewalk. I'm not going in there. And the dude even asked me beforehand, like, do you know that guy? Because he could tell I was kind of watching what was going on. I was like, no, who? But then as soon as he, like, getting hosed off, then I see Stones, like, retaliating, throwing, like, paper towels and shit back at the dude, and it's like, almost hitting people on their computers and shit. I'm like, holy fuck. Now I got to go in there and get him. So I go in there and knock on the door. I'm like, it's me. It's me. Then he opens up the door just a crack, like where just his eyeballs hanging out. And he's like,
yeah.
All right, these guys fucking with me. They fucking sprayed me and all this shit. I'm like, yeah, let's get the hell out of here before he calls the cops or something. We got out of there. It was just fucking reckless shit like that. It's too funny.
It's the best.
I love when he's predictable too. Like, I've been on a road with him, like going to LA or something, and then we'd stop like at some spot, get some food and coffee, get a coffee down, and I'm like, I guarantee you he's gonna have to shit like 15 miles down the road. And then he gets to the truck and he's like, you know what, I'm gonna hit the bathroom before we hit the road again. I'm gonna hit the bathroom real quick.
Oh man.
I was like, he didn't even make it 15 seconds before I made this bet.
Damn.
He's just too fucking good.
Yeah. I mean, and on the flip side of that, a good story is the dedication that he had. This one time, fucking, there was a trip about to start, and the dudes from LA were driving up. I think it was in an RV that they just got. The RV broke down in like Santa Barbara or Bakersfield, I think. And Preston's like, all right, fuck it. And he goes, Joe, I'm borrowing Big Blue. He drove down, helped those guys, and then drove them all back up, and then went up north was the trip. I feel like it was Raven and those guys, like the Trunk Boys maybe or something. But just shit like that where he was like,
yeah,
we're doing this. You can't stop us from doing this. We are doing this. Like, he had that infectious, like, what are we not going to do it?
Right.
We're doing it, you know? And
think about how stoked these guys are going to be when they see me rolling up.
Yeah. And, like, yeah, so.
And he ripped, too. Like, remember Ramona, that gap to fucking Cranny had to pay up, cuff up on that one. That gap to Boneless. I was like, holy shit, he did a gap crooks too.
Dude,
and I was like, whoa.
I never doubted him after the blunt for a keg. The butter bowl. I was like, what? And then he carried the fucking keg full down that hill. I was like,
that's a steep hill.
He's a maniac.
I seen him break his tail on a shallow end frontside slash. Like, he slashed the shallow end, came down and broke his tail. I was like, holy shit.
Whoa. Yeah.
That's some big guy shit. I don't have that problem.
I asked Oscar, his son, to ask a question, and he said, do you have a favorite video that Preston made?
All of them, for sure. But I don't know, like, the beer series ones were so good. Like, I don't, like, and even his, like, internet clips that were going for years, like, those were so good every time. Like,
yeah,
it was hard to, like, some people couldn't keep it up, for sure, is what I would think, you know, like, there's so much, like, non-skating involved, too, so it just, like, kept you entertained, and you're seeing skating, and didn't even matter what song it was, but sometimes they'll sneak in some crazy stuff that just for novelty effect, and it's just, like...
Yeah.
But I do have a copy of Justice and Miscellaneous Remains still in the plastic, like VHS. I don't have a VHS player, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Haven't even watched them, but it's going to be a good day when I pop it in finally.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, he's like the only one that could get away with like commentating over him filming and just make it better.
He would be like, shut up, my getter, when he's editing.
Yeah.
I was like, I didn't think that would bother you. I thought you kind of like doing that, but he's like, no, I do not like hearing myself on this thing.
Shut up, my getter.
Oh, shut up, my getter.
Do you have any like special coping mechanism that you have when you start to like think about them too much and get overwhelmed and miss them or anything like that?
Not too much. Like, the best thing I've noticed with anybody in that situation is just to talk to other people that knew them or whatever, you know? Because then you just start laughing and stuff instead of just like dwelling on by yourself.
Yeah.
It's better when you're talking to somebody else about it, because then you start talking about the kind of stuff we're talking about, then you're laughing instead of being bummed. So
yeah,
it helps.
That is a good one. Love you, Oscar.
Yeah, old man Felix.
Anna Felix, yeah, for sure. Big love. All right, let's take a quick break and hear from some of our friends. We'll be right back.
This is LaRoche. Really don't have shit except for I'm friends with Jason, and my brother is someday going to be known for the cello. And you're listening to Talking Schmidt.
Check out lowcardmag.com. Leave in the comments, Magnet Head sent me, and I'll throw you in some free stuff.
Hey, it's Corey at Blue Plate, 3218 Mission Street. Come see us. Meatloaf, fried chicken, deviled eggs, Dollar Olympia beers. We're here every day of the week. We got a garden, and we got smiles on our faces. Come let us make you happy.
All right, look at that. We're back. I want to do the old what comes to your mind right away when I name off a list of names and first thing that comes to your mind.
Okay.
Arco.
SF.
Fatty.
Hamburger.
Flying Ryan McWhorter.
Coors Light.
Cancer Dan.
American Spirit.
The 500 Club.
86. They switched owners, so that's fucked.
Oh, did they?
Yep.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
What else we got?
San Francisco.
Hills.
Wheatberry.
Teeth.
Rainy Bears.
Animal.
And Potrero.
Home.
All right.
Here's What's Wild up, Bill. Yeah, we got Wild Bill in the
Wild
house.
Wild Bill's in the house with Wild Turkey.
This is Cazadores. This is the Cardiel sleeping bag.
Oh, shit. We're doing a little fucking interview with Sean for the podcast. You got a quick question for him?
I ain't got it.
You don't got it? Maybe after another shot or two. Who's somebody that's come through Potrero from out of town that's impressed you that was like, damn, somebody fucked up the park?
I like when Chris Cope showed up. Like, it was just like a good change of pace because everything kind of gets stagnant at Potrero sometimes, or it's almost like Groundhog's Day.
Yeah.
So when Chris Cope showed up, like, he got people all fired up and off their ass, and we like had a good session. Then he ended up being cool as fuck, and then I don't know, he made a bunch of friends here. And everyone had his back, you know. He left, and I'm like, we're like, yeah, come back whenever.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
Where most people like leave like a sour fucking taste in your mouth sometimes, you know.
For sure. Was the first park that you worked on St. Helena?
True. That was 10 years ago.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I remember driving you and Bod up there. Peabody was telling the story about fucking so sick that Jake said something like, hey, can we skate? And Hubbard was like, yeah, knock yourself out. Yeah. And then he knocked himself out and went to the hospital. It's like insane.
And like someone was looking at his eyeballs. I think it was Hubs. And he like looked at his eyes and he's like, oh, like your pupils fucking this or that.
Yeah.
Like you got to go. And then he goes. And then he's like, well, maybe it was the other way.
Right.
Maybe he's not fucked up. Like, I don't know. Well, Jake Lee, you know, he's kind of always been like a little hypochondriac going on. Like he wants to go get it checked out. And
yeah.
Should I go? He'll feel a lot better.
Yeah.
That's like when I knew he'd always go to like a chiropractor or whatever. I knew it was like better for his brain than his actual body probably, because he's just like, oh yeah, this is doing something for me, you know?
Right. Yeah, placebo
like,
maybe.
Yeah, like you can get your back cracked all you want. You're about to get cracked at the skate park when you're trying to go fly over that hip.
Yeah. What's like one of your favorite parks that you've been to?
Shit. We actually built this one in Denmark in Roskilde where they have like the big festival, and it's like a drainage ditch that was made to skate, like the dude who designed like some shit out there. And like that first park we did in Denmark in Copenhagen, he had this job for this drainage ditch and he pitched it out to him like, what if we make it skatable? So it's like this ditch that goes down. There's fucking Tootsie Roll curbs. Like we did like the Santa Monica curbs on top.
Yeah.
And there's a slide that goes down, like a double kink slide.
Yep.
That you can like bomb down and just shoot you down the whole ditch. And there's a bowl at the bottom. Like it's not like something too crazy. Like we did the skate dome one in Denmark. Like the last one we did out there. And that was like insane. Like you can skate the outside of the dome. There's bowls on the inside of the dome.
Mm.
Like that's like the craziest shit. When you look at it, you're like, fucking this park is mega.
Mm.
But just for some reason, like the simplicity of that ditch one is just super sick. Like there's flat bars at the tops and shit. It's like almost like a ditch that you would skate somewhere.
Right.
That's natural. Oh, you know?
That sounds cool. So they just had little things added up at the top too.
Yeah, I skated with Tom Penny there. He fucking fucked it up.
Oh, damn.
He did That's like a three flip into the fucking slide and shit. Like.
You know, people that don't know all the fucking details on skate park building and stuff, is there a major difference between Dreamland and Grindland?
Totally.
It's the style, like the parks that they're building, right?
Totally, for sure. It seems like Grindline always wanted to go with like your basic, like the right way type of situation, you know, like it's clean, like they want like clean trannies and everything like kind of neat, you know, where Red's like, fuck that, we're gonna make this shit like sick. Like a lot of the times Red's stuff is set up like for him. I could see it like, oh, he's like, I'm gonna do this on this, you know, like
he's making up for him.
Yeah, that kind of but it, everyone can skate anything. You put a park anywhere, the kids are gonna figure it out, you right. know. So that's like what it's always been like with the office. Like sometimes like they're like, no, you gotta do this, like don't change it. And it's like, no, like either way, like, the kids want this, but it's like they're gonna skate whatever, trust me. Like sometimes you just gotta like trust it.
Right.
But usually they're pretty lean. Like, Grindline's always got it together. Where if they're like, yeah, do it. Like, that's what you want to do. But there's been times where we'd be like, well, I don't know. Should we really put a square flat bar and then a round rail going down the stairs? Or should we make the square rail going down?
Yeah.
Then we called Sheckler. It was like a Sheckler park up in Washington. And we called Sheckler. We got Sage, got him on the horn. And was like, what do you think? He's like, yeah, square going down. And I was like, yeah, it's too much friction for a square rail on the flat, you know?
Huh.
If you want a lip slide or something, you're going to get stuck.
Yeah.
And they're going to learn how to lock in on when it goes down, you know? It was like some little park. It wasn't like some crazy Vans type park or something. It was just
why
like
was it a Sheckler park?
I don't know. He like donated the money or something.
Oh, in Washington. Crazy.
Yeah. On an Indian res.
Oh, shit.
The kids were like skating down the highway with like just like dirt on the side of the highway, like on the road and shit. Like, I was like, I can't see too many kids learning how to skate here, but I'm sure they did.
Mm-hmm. You've been to Orcas, right?
I've never been to Orcas.
Really?
Never, ever.
Whoa.
That's a crazy one, right?
You gotta get to that.
No, I'm fucking up.
Holy shit.
We were supposed to go there on one fucking trip, and we're like, no. Let's head back. I think it was with Julian and the crew.
Right.
I was like, oh, fuck it this time.
Damn. I was like,
damn. I've been to a bunch of those ones. I've been to Bainbridge and shit, though. And
oh, yeah. Vashon. I've never been to Bainbridge.
Bainbridge is like a sick old one. Like, Marty was real hyped on that one.
That one's all pool coping.
Yeah, the whole way.
Sick. Yeah, I got to go there. I haven't been to that one. Those islands are tricky because some of those ferries, like, if you miss it, you're stuck there.
Yeah.
And yeah, we had
Vashon. And what else did we hit? We hit Port Orchard before. That's like a shaggy one. Oh, yeah,
that one's good. I like that one.
And there's the batting cages.
You
can get tough in there.
That was another thing we used to do is the batting cages. It was like, all right, let's go up 10 more miles. All right, we're at 70. Try 80. You'd be like, nope.
I wanted someone just to do the fucking Happy Gilmore and take a fucking baseball to the chest one time.
Oh, that would be fucking gnarly.
P-Stone would probably do it.
Yeah, guaranteed. Well, shit, let's hear some highlights from the recent second annual Bob's. What was your highlight reel on there?
Just Pedro Barros made it. Rowan was there. That was good. Oh, it was just, it's always the sickest shit to see everybody come out for something, you know? It's like it's fully just like something you'd want to back.
Yeah.
It's not like some shit that some brand is putting out like to get people to fucking get hyped up. It's like us, like we're just there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we do this shit anyways, like we'll skate it anyways and build it anyways. But it was a sick idea, whoever came up with that, probably Julian or whoever, just to get a bunch of people there. And that's how it started. Like, it'd be sick to see this dude. It'd be sick to see Lance Mountain come here or something. You know, like, that's how I think it started.
Yeah.
Let's get Day One here and see what goes on, you know. And then,
yeah, Costin was there.
And we were wondering if people would even show up the last year. And then people fucking, Lance Mountain was there. He didn't skate in the thing, but he was there.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, it's fucking rad to see people were like, actually.
It is super sick. And like,
pay attention. They pay attention to shit like that, you know?
And there's like no drama, at least this year. I didn't go to the first one, but
there was no fights, fucking shit.
There was one little
fight, but I don't know who that guy was, so.
Yeah.
Sorry, Bouch. Yeah. Sriracha Boucha.
Yeah, Rowan killed it. Ronnie got first. Fucking that dude.
Well, Ronnie's been skating that place since the beginning.
Yeah. Marilla made that transfer that no one's done, I don't think.
Over the tabletop?
Yeah. That was pretty sick. There was a lot. Raven, always. Like, it was just fucking.
Mighty was fucking killing
Evan
it. Evan
Smith,
always,
dude, ate shit into the doorway.
That was rough. But it didn't even faze him. Yeah. I think it was the mushrooms or something. He was like, fucking, whatever.
No, it was a fucking really good one. Hopefully, Rick and Buddy, I think, are going to have that. When the mag comes out, probably have it the same style as last year, like old 80s contest style.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe they'll take a different approach. Who knows?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
But it was sick, for sure.
Yeah.
Last time.
Fucking hell. Well, thanks for coming on, dude. This is no problem. 18th episode, and I was thinking we need the 1-8 to be a presence here.
It is my birthday, too.
What?
My birthday is January. Today? No, it's 1-1-8.
Oh, okay. Sick. Hell yeah. 1-1-8. Well, we're going to head out of here with this song that reminds me of going out at night and drinking other people's beer.
Don't even drink PBR anymore. Dan, come back. We love you. Answer me.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you did, please subscribe now on Anchor, iTunes, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you like this show, one of the best ways to show some love is to write up a review. I always appreciate to hear your thoughts, and detailed reviews are the best way for people to discover us. Also, a big shout out to our executive director, Cheryl Camisa.
Shout out.
Love it.